Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Darlene Lewis. Welcome to Hear No Evil. Listen, I love good music, real music, but what has happened to real music? We are the real singers, the poets, the hip-hop lovers and scribes. What happened to the cipher? Can we please save the music from the present state? Let's talk about it. Call me now, 347-989-0761. 347-989-0761. Now, a lot of people have been trying to call in. We've been having a lot of technical difficulties. You know how it is with this satellite, blog, online, radio stuff. You know, there's always going to be some kinks in there. So don't give up on me. I know you're out there. I know you're listening by the many, many thousands of callers. I am so amazed at how many people are tuning into the show. And I want to thank you in advance if I don't tell you in my blogs on Facebook or MySpace or a tweet. Now, Miss Trina Katrina Taylor, according to Nadine Graham, a contributor of the Rocky Williform Company, told me about Katrina's new record, and it's out called Still the Baddest. She claims to be the baddest bitch since the start of the millennium. Nowadays, she's still bad and still relevant. She's an important part of Southern rap history, being one of the first female rappers hailing from Miami and one of the few left in the game. Hip Hop Blog had the chance to catch up with Diamond Princess and talk about what it's like to be in charge of other artists, her projects since her last album, and what fans can expect from her new offering, Amazing. When asked what she's been doing since 2008, Still the Baddest, she said she was finishing recording an album, which she says will be out in stores March 30th, 2010. She says she has a lot of artists on the album. Her artists are Pretty Money, Ludacris, Nicki Minaj, Life Jennings, Soulja Boy, Rick Ross, and Keri Hilson. She says she started filming a movie to put out, too. She says she's excited about that. It was really quick, but it was so much fun. Katrina, or Trina, is also working on a TV show for the end of this year. She says she's been having her hands in the pot heavy. It's different being on the studio side as opposed to being on the artist side. Working on her own project and working on the artist is a lot. Now, I would like to know if she's feeling too much pressure, and so did hip-hop blogger Nadine. And Trina said, it's not much pressure, it's great. I've actually learned so much, I get it now. How I drove the label crazy, my artists are driving me crazy. I see it now. What can fans expect from Amazing? Trina says, wow, it's amazing. She spent a lot of time on the album. She picked through the songs carefully. She recorded a lot of songs, and she just wanted to have the best 12 songs on the record that reflected her in this day and age. Trina says that now she's a woman. She has evolved into the woman that she is now. She's not from the Baddest Chick album, not from Nan Nigga, no, from Who I Am Right Now, because, as she says, she's no longer 19 years old. She's mature. She knows what it's like to be in love, out of love, be happy. She also knows what it's like to be a businesswoman. And Trina says she knows what it's like to be so many different things now as opposed to when she first came out. She says it's really important for her to understand and for her fans to understand that she appreciates them. On another note, Big Boy Talk's solo album. Think big, it seems like everyone wants Big Boy to admit that he and Andre 3000 are no longer a group. He just won't do it. Big Boy, born Antoine Andre Patton, can't do it. Neither can 3000. The duo has been outcast since they were both teenagers. The brand is more than a label to them. It's genuinely who they are. But that's not to say that they can't grow within the Outkast name. Based on that line of reasoning, Big Boy has completed a body of work that he's calling a musical nuclear bomb. Sir Luscious Leftfoot, the son of Chico Dusty, will help most fans understand that Outkast isn't growing apart, they're growing up. The LP has the same thumping beats and spitfire lyrics as some of the group's earlier work, while maintaining originality on every track. Not to mention, Dre 3000 is featured on the album more than once. Outkast is still standing. Big just wants us to forget the rumors and say hello to the son of Chico Dusty. When asked what does Sir Luscious Leftfoot, the son of Chico Dusty, signify within his career, basically it signifies that funk is alive. He says he knows a lot of people have been saying there's been a lot of things said about this going on and that going on, but it's still Dungeon Family for life, and Outkast is a group. As one half of the group, He's doing his part. The first solo album was Speaker Box, but a lot of people, you know, because it was packaged together, they were still confused about what niggas around here do. Quote, I hate using that word. So this time we put them separately so they know what time it is. How did you manage to achieve the essence of Outkast, although this is a solo album, he was asked. And he responded, I'm part of the group, you know. We both built it. We both love the group, and neither of us is bigger than the group. At the same time, everything the group's done, we've been there every step of the way. So all of that is in us. We both like to hear new grooves. We like to hear new melodies. Never like to sound the same on every song. We're just straight lyrical assassins, and I think some forgot that. Oh, well, he was asked, what made you gravitate towards putting a couple of new artists on the album? And he says he reached out to guys like B.O.B. and Gucci Mane, the newer guys, because he's listened to their music. He says he likes them. He said he knows a lot of people don't like them. He said he hears a lot of good things and a lot of bad things about Gucci Mane sometimes, but people just don't understand that he's real. And because he's real all day, you know, sometimes it's not being the best MC in the world. But if you got talent, sense of self, and confidence, it comes through in the music. And that's why he did songs with him. B.O.B. is a talented brother as well. Big Boy said he met him a couple of years back. He came to the studio and hung out with him a couple of times. He said he was just digging what he was doing, heard a lot of his music, and got him in as well. When asked how he connected with Grand Hustle while doing the project, he said he was already doing the album before he got on with Grand Hustle. He says he got with them because he was sort of in a management bond with Queen Latifah and Shaquem Compeer that run Flavor Unit Management. They were handling both the film and his musical career. He wanted to split it up some, and he was thinking, who is the dopest manager out here now? He says he's always seen him out in the streets and in the vein doing his thing, Jason Jeter. I always saw him and asked him if he wanted to come and be on the management team, and Shaquem gave his blessing, Big Boy said. We brought Jason in, and we've been running with it ever since. It's been a good collaboration. Are you still acting, Big Boy? Yeah, I'm still doing acting. As soon as I put the album out, I've got a gang of scripts at the house, and I'm looking at a lot of TV shows, movies, and things like that. I've got about 2 or 3 more records that I want to record before I go straight into film, but there will be more movie deals. All right? Well, what do you think the fans will get from Chico Dusty, he was asked. People been wondering what's been going on with me and Dre and the cast for the past couple of years. You ain't heard us. This is my life capsule. Just check it out and enjoy. Well, anything that they do is always a hit. So I don't know about you, but I'm going to listen and keep an open ear about it. I shall return, but enjoy the music while I'm away.
Blame it on the Gucci, got you feeling loose too. Blame it on the drone, got you feeling grown. Blame it on the alcohol. Blame it on the alcohol. She said she usually don't, but I know that she front. Cause all they know what she want, but she don't wanna seem like she easy. I hate saying what you won't do, but you know we're probably gonna do. But you don't even care, man. I was unaware. I find you.
Blame It. That was another hit by Jamie Foxx. Loving it. Here's the latest from Dr. Ice of the UTFO. I hope you enjoy this one. The classic sample.
Come here, girl. I want you to sit down and just listen to me for a minute. Talk to you. You know, you're always telling me that men don't know how to express themselves. They don't know how to let go. Well, I want to express myself to you in this song and let you know that never, ever, ever be you. Never, never, ever be another man like me. Yo, let me get up inside your mental. Just feel me if you can. I'ma give it to you plain and simple so you can understand. The day we met, baby, it was divine. Hey, now how you read your love on Valentine's Day? I saw her by the phone. Her skin so pretty brown. A smile, a melt her heart. With her, I settled down. I looked into her eyes and and don't know how I knew. She wanted the same thing, just to be happy too. So my prayer mission change was no longer running game. I had a shit love fam with me game. I don't wanna lose the love I found. Nothing can come between. I know how to show you, girl. I was raised a fly queen. I wanna give you all the finer things in life. White sands, blue seas, and the title of my wife. You can hold the doctor's ice. Just give me some icicles. One boy, 20 girls, and I change your life a little, love. Never, ever be another man like me. No. Here's another one. Yeah. And another one. Never, ever be another man like me. Yeah. Yo, PA, sing it, baby. I want you to know I'm happy with you, girl. Yeah, yo, check this out, yo. Tell me what you never had. Tell me what you never seen. Tell me all the things you love and what would make your world serene. You ever see the sun shimmy over the ocean while you lay up on the yacht and get your whole body all lotion? Sipping a Mai Tai, some finger food's the best. Sail out to be more and catch the crab fest. Fly out to Italy and do a little shopping. I'm in at a party. This life is never stopping. Follow those rose petals. They lead to the tub. The temperature is set. Includes a back rub. Let me hold your body down. Do it in a special way. The car that says I love you forever and a day. And look here, girl. If you still don't understand what I'm trying to say to you, yo, full force, break it down to us like this. Yeah.
Dr. Ice featuring DeBarge. The group Switch originally did that song, They'll Never Be, but the producer is one of the DeBarge brothers. And Full Force joined forces with Dr. Ice once again. And that was Baby Anthony on the vocals, They'll Never Be. I like that. And if you like it too, let me know how you feel. 347-989-0761. Call in the show and let us know how I'm doing, how you're doing, and what songs you want to hear. You know I have a television show that airs every Wednesday at 6:30 on Channel 56 and on Time Warner Cable and on RCN Cable Channel 83. It's called Celebrity Showcase, and we promote the legends of R&B and hip-hop, and we'd like you to watch Celebrity Showcase online every Wednesday at 6:30 at www.mnn.org. Just click on Channel 56. Now, there were some new TV shows that came out for the fall of 2009, and I'd like to bring them to your attention in the event that you don't know about them. Starting off with September 22nd, our famous fly rapper, actor, clothing designer, LL Cool J, starred September 22nd in NCIS Los Angeles on CBS. Following his guest spot on NCIS last spring, LL returns in a spinoff. He plays the tough but charming special agent Sam Hanna. Whether disarming bombs or giving us that signature smile, he's always ready for action. Now, this is one of the rappers that has reinvented himself. He has taken his notoriety from making it in the music industry, and he has gone on to do some wonderful things. He's also an author and a clothing designer. So, yeah, ladies, we do desire that LL Cool J. Next up is the husband of Angela Bassett, Courtney B. Vance. Now, you may know him from playing in a lot of movies, but preferably and memorably the one where he played the husband of Whitney Houston in The Preacher's Wife. Well, anyway, he's in a sci-fi program that began September 24th on ABC called Flash Forward. After a 2-minute, 17-second global blackout during which everyone gets a glimpse 6 months into their future, Vance and his FBI agents pick up the pieces before the next tragedy hits. It's very rare that you find an African-American man in science fiction programs, and I wish that show a lot of luck. Then we have the big, big, big girl, Miss Monique of The Monique Show, which premiered October 5th on BET. Our favorite funny girl moves into the late-night arena, giving Letterman, Fallon, and O'Brien a run for their jokes. The nightly hour-long part talk, part variety show is full of her usual unrestrained truth-telling that's sure to keep us from flipping the channel. I love Monique, but if she could just stop screaming and being so loud when she interviews her guests. I love her. She's very down to earth. Don't get me wrong. I'm not hating, but she doesn't have to yell. And I really, really recommend some lemon juice because she gets very raspy from yelling a lot. Now, we have the Sherry Shepherd ordeal that happens October 5th on Lifetime. Now, you may know Shepherd. She takes a break from her Gab Fest on The View to star in the new sitcom that is loosely based on her own experience as a single mom, paralegal, and actress who's dealing with dating after a divorce. This is a woman scorned who flipped the script and took her pain and became extremely profitable. I wish her a lot of luck, and I wish her much success as a girlfriend woman. She seems like a very decent young lady, and I love her on The View, and I wish her much, much success. Last but not least, Monica, Still Standing, aired October 27th on BET. Now, she probably got the gig from hanging with Keisha Cole, because she did do a song with Keisha Cole. Grammy-winning singer Monica has had her share of drama herself, but this R&B princess and mom is hoping for a comeback. She lets her fans in on the bumpy ride on her new reality show. I wish all of these individuals great luck. Next is a song sung by a very talented young lady by the name of Jazz Sullivan. And I really love this song. I wrote a song similar to it, not the same melody, but the same concept many years ago, which was called Two Lovers, in which my music and my concept was then sampled by the Lost Boys. So hopefully you'll love this very beautiful song by Jasmine. Enjoy.
If I could forget him, I would, please. Believe me, and I know that I should throw the towel in, but baby, it's not that easy. Hey, you treat me so much better than him, and if I was sane, there be no competition, but I'm in love with someone else, and I'm so sorry. Hey, I'm in love with another man, and I know it ain't right. Hey, you should go and find someone else who can treat you right, give you the world, someone who understands the man you are. 'Cause baby, you shine so bright, and I would just dim your star. A girl who treats you like you treat them. Boy, I know there's plenty of women who would love to have a man like you. But I'm in love with someone else. What I did to you, baby. Oh, yeah. I can't explain why it's him and not you. But at the end of the day, baby, I just don't want to. 'Cause he ain't no doctor, nah. And we always seem to fight. He got the perfect body. And sometimes he don't even treat me right. Oh, but when I'm with him, but when I'm with him, hey, when I'm with him, ain't nobody afraid. Oh, and I'm so sorry, baby, that I had to do this to you. But I can't go pretending, 'cause I love him.
Free. If I say that I could be your one and only,
promise
that you'll never leave me lonely. I just wanna be the one you need. Oh baby, I just wanna be the one to serve you. Sometimes I feel as if I don't deserve you. I cherish every moment that we share. And if I
ever
welcome to Hear No Evil. How may I help you?
D. Lewis. Cuz Lewis.
Hi, who's this?
E-Mark Lewis.
Hi, E-Mark Lewis. Thank you for tuning in to Hear No Evil.
You're welcome.
Are you enjoying the music?
I am enjoying it for the moment. I had to run out, so I'm on the road. And so I couldn't continue to listen to it, but I wanted to call in and say much respect for what you're doing.
Oh, thank you very much. We're trying to give the audience a different dose of energy beside all of that gun-toting, alcohol drinking, killing music that often is played on the radio. We just want to bring it a little mellow, a little mild. Bring it down.
Absolutely.
So you can hear the lyrics.
Absolutely.
And I really appreciate you calling in.
Yes.
Let the audience know exactly what you do.
Well, I am an advisor to entertainers and athletes. And my attempt is to protect their largest assets, which is their ability to continue to perform. So what I do is try to protect that asset through Lloyd's of London.
Uh-huh.
And I am what you might call the risk manager.
Okay. So you take a risk. And so, for instance, could you explain to some people that may not be familiar with what that entails?
Well, when you have an artist, an entertainer, an athlete that is at their top of their game, and they are getting paid very well for what they do, their human capital, their ability to do what they do, is exponential. So what I attempt to do is to protect that human capital, that ability to earn that income over their working time frame. If it's an athlete for 5 or 10 years, I want to protect his income over that next 5 or 10 years. If it's an entertainer, which might be a little longer, I want to protect that person's human capital over a 5 or 10 year, 20 year period.
Now, let me ask you a question. Let's say, for instance, I'm assuming, like you said, you work for a company. Let's say, for instance, you go into contract and you bring an athlete or an artist in, and you're no longer with the company. How do you benefit in the long run? Or do you benefit?
Well, The truth of the matter is that through my brokering this coverage for the entertainer is now linked with the company. Yet, if I'm no longer around, that entertainer, that athlete still has the coverage. This is not about me. This is about protecting the assets of the entertainer, protecting the human capital of the entertainer. If I'm not around, that's an unfortunate circumstance for my family, I'm sure. But it's a matter of that they will still be protected, even if I'm not there to follow through on what we started.
And are you at liberty to give out your contact information?
Absolutely. I can be reached at my email address is E Mark Lewis. That's E M A R K L E W I S .com. Or I can be reached at 877-675-3947. If you can't remember that, just call 77 Mr. Lewis.
Oh, that's wonderful. You even have an easy phone number. Well, it seems like you have the artist's and the athlete's best interest at heart because of the way these artists and athletes are spending their money. They really need to focus on putting some of that money away for a brighter day. Am I correct?
Absolutely. This is about the best interest of the artist. And sometimes the people that surround them just don't have exactly that same undivided interest. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm not speaking badly of any specific manager or A&R or an accountant or an attorney. I'm just saying the artist always has the best interest for himself.
And
so, go ahead. I'm sorry.
You go ahead because you're.
I just believe that, you know, if some of the artists were to just stop and listen to some of the sensible things that are being said, sometimes outside of your immediate circle,
mm-hmm.
and look at things that look sensible. And able to be confirmed what is being said can be confirmed elsewhere, then the problems that you're seeing arising out of artists that are no longer able to provide for themselves long after they stop performing won't exist. You'll have artists that will be able to go on to do other things other than actually performing.
Exactly. And so do you also have asset management as far as, like, let's say they have companies that they want to diversify? Like, how does it work? Like, what is the incentive of a millionaire artist to sign up with you as a broker?
Well, first and foremost is that I bring to them not just one company, but a diversity of companies. I bring to them probably the most broadest risk manager in the universe, which is Lloyd's of London, where they protect your most esoteric risk that can be ever conceived. In addition, I will bring other firms that will be able to offer the risk, the investment management, the opportunities to get involved with other companies that will hopefully present business opportunities for them. While I am not looking to partner with my artists or for any reason to enter into any joint relationships, but I do have relationships with other enterprises that will give them the opportunity to take their resources and deploy it in other avenues.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I am not just simply bringing one company, but I'm bringing a source of other companies, financial firms that are very large and financially secure.
And your clients, are they just in the entertainment industry or the athletic?
No, well, I actually, to be honest with you, my bread and butter is not with the artists and entertainment. Most of my clients exist in the medical market. I've been handling physicians, high-end physicians for years, and dealing with their risk management process. And so, you know, I work with your person who's worked at the telephone company to high end executives.
Wow. Okay, so please let the audience get that number one more time.
That is E-Mark Lewis. My email, my website is emarklewis.com. That's EmarkLewis, just string it together, .com. And that number is 877-675-3947. That's 877-Mr. Lewis.
I would love for you to call back next week and let me know what other programs are going on. And for now, we're going to let the listening audience hear some very sweet music from Jennifer Hudson. Thanks again for calling in, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Completely free. No one's ever had all of me. I made me feel so beautiful and sexy. Now I'm flying like an airplane. Now I'm riding on the open range. have no one. Adore you and want you so. I'm just no one with nothing to give you. But believe me, dear, when I say that she can give you the world, but she'll never love you the way I love you. She can take you any place she wants, to fancy clubs and restaurants, where I can only watch you with.
I love you, I who have nothing. That was the Tom Jones rendition by Jordan Sparks, American Idol winner. A lovely, lovely expression. And I've always loved very good singers, very good ballads. I've written a few ballads. And I love that Jasmine Sullivan song so much that I'm going to ride out with that. But before I ride out, I'd like to thank once again E. Mark Lewis for calling in, and those of you that were trying to call in that couldn't reach me, you can always call in on Thursdays at 6:30, between 6:30 and 7:30. You can always call in at 347-989-0761. Make sure you get the book, Hip Hop Before the Bling, written by me, Darlene Lewis, at www.lulu.com. That's LULU.com. And if you want to reach me, you can always find me on Facebook. We appreciate it. You can always join us at www.futurenetworkproductions.com, our television production and web design services. And until next week, I want you to remember that there was a time when music was fantastic, when music was real, when music meant something, when it wasn't about taking your clothes off, doing drugs. It was about love. And here's Jasmine Sullivan.
If I could forget him, I would. Please believe me, and I know that I should throw the towel in, but baby, it's not that easy. Hey, you treat me so much better than him, and if I was sane, there'd be no competition, but I'm in love with someone else. I'm so sorry. Hey, I'm in love with another man, and I know it ain't right. Hey, you should go and find someone else who can treat you right.
give you the world. Someone who understands the man you are. 'Cause baby, you shine so bright, and I would just dim your star. A girl who treats you like you treat them. Boy, I know there's plenty of women who would love to have a man like you. But I'm in love with someone else. I'm so sorry, baby. Hey, I know I ain't right. No, 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 no. But what I did to you, baby. Baby, I just don't want to. 'Cause he ain't no doctor, nah. And we always seem to fight. He got the perfect body, and sometimes he don't even treat me right. Oh, but when I'm with him, but when I'm with him, hey, when I'm with him, ain't nobody else like it. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Thank you for tuning in to Hear No Evil. Listen to us every Thursday at 6:30, 347-989-0761. You can always follow us online at blogtalkradio.com/hearnoevil. I'm your host, Darlene Lewis. Thank you for listening. And I love you. Hope you love yourself. Take care.
Ooh, da-do-do, do-do.
Ooh, da-do-do, do-do. Ooh, da-do-do, do-do. Ooh, da-do-do.
The very first time that I saw your brown eyes, your lips said hello and I said hi. I knew right then you were the one. But I was caught up in physical attraction. But to my satisfaction, baby, you were more than just a face. And if I
ever fall
in love
again,
I will be sure
that the lady is a friend.
And if I
ever fall
in love
so
true, I will be sure
that
the lady's just like you.
Next time to be my friend.
if I say that I could be your one and only.
Promise
that you'll never leave me lonely. I just wanna be the one you need.